you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Comedian Billy Blank later on this morning. And young doc.
Recently voted the best person we know, at least among the staff here.
No. We met
Craig did
on,
that story the other
show.
Day.
On the show.
Yeah. This is the best person we know.
No, I know some good people.
Way too kind. See, you tried to make up for the old comment just like seconds ago.
No, well, no, Todd said it. I didn't say it. You're a really good person.
No, but we did vote you in.
Oh, that's not true. I know plenty of people who are so much better than me. I'm a bitch.
Yeah, they all went to Harvard.
Yeah. No, they didn't.
Oh, you remember this show? We have a low bar for the people we actually hang out with. So that's why.
Yeah. Well,
you are the best person we
know. So I want to celebrate. Yes. Congratulations to everyone who have been vaccinated.
Yes.
The CDC has finally said that, you know, look, the science shows you are safe. To go outside and to do indoor activities. Now, the minute that this was announced, okay, to be fair, my first thought was, oh, thank God, because now you guys will stop ragging on me.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what we thought, too. We had the same thought. Oh, now she'll stop ragging on us.
And you're ragging on us, too, for that.
Sure.
I literally ran through everything I've been called, like, during this pandemic. A wet blanket, Debbie Downer, second opinion.
Hey, but hold it. But we did say all those things. But you know us well enough that the whole time, with the exception probably the past month, all of us did the right thing
or tried.
You knew how our personal lives were. We weren't doing anything. We all wore masks. Nick was out of the studio. We did what we had to. You've been arguing with us a little bit, and we kind of let that go and had some fun with it. But yesterday's announcement, I thought of you right away. First thing I thought was you, and hopefully you were thinking about us, and you were, apparently.
I was, of course, thinking about you. But
did you think it was going to happen this soon? I didn't think it was going to happen this soon.
No. I actually have, I will tell you completely honestly, I course direct and teach two epi courses over the summer, and one of them is an NIH program. And I have been arguing with the university about being able to teach in person without masks for the past couple months.
Oh, yeah.
Because all of my students are fully vaccinated, and many of them are doctors who have been working side by side with me in the hospital for the past year, and now you're telling me I cannot sit in a classroom with them and teach them. I have to do this virtually. And so... you know, but the thing is, this the opposite side of this, and I do not envy the CDC here.
No.
The opposite side is what immediately my Twitter blew up, because there were so many people reaching out to me. And the first group of people who reached out to me, there were like six or seven people who are in service industry.
Right.
They are grocery store folks, people who work in grocery stores, people who work at like Costco or Rite Aid, people who work in restaurants. And their biggest concern was, how do I know that the people who are coming in now are vaccinated versus not vaccinated? It was a very interesting exchange between Jake Tapper and Anthony Fauci yesterday, where Tapper asked him, how are restaurants, airlines, anybody supposed to know if people coming into their establishments are vaccinated? Dr. Fauci's response, listen to this, he said, well, Jake, they will not be able to know. You're going to be depending on people being honest enough to say whether they're vaccinated or not. And I thought that that was very naive because we know that people are not honest.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, that was naive. But once again, if you're vaccinated, they're the one is in danger, not you.
No,
that's what they said.
Not entirely true. No. Not entirely true. So a couple of studies these past weeks have shown that over half the people who are eating out at restaurants right now are not fully vaccinated. And Sanjay Gupta had a really great quote yesterday. He said, "We keep thinking of this country as vaccinated and unvaccinated when really it's slowly turning into a vaccinated and an infected country, and there's no way to verify. We don't have a way to verify who's been vaccinated. And we are now seeing a rise of folks who are fully vaccinated who are testing positive for COVID. So there were 7 folks in the Yankees. I think Bill Maher announced last night that he was vaccinated. There are parents in our communities, in my school district, who are fully vaccinated and who have tested positive for COVID, because we know that the vaccines are not 100%. And we know that the efficacy that we thought that they had was against the original SARS-CoV-2. But, for example, Pfizer last week announced it's only 75% effective against the South African variant. And so we are going to see some people who are positive, and this is of concern to people. And so what I have been telling folks over and over again, and everyone has a different comfort level with this. Some people say, look, I don't care if I get COVID or not because I know I'm not going to die from it, and that is true. Other people say, I don't want to get COVID at all. Like, I'm not interested in getting sick with COVID at all. So what I've been telling folks is, look, just because the CDC says that you can do this does not mean you have to go out with a mask. And I think the best way to think about this, you can go to the CDC and you can actually look at a county level. You can put in your state and your county, and you can see the percent that are vaccinated and what the community transmission rate is for your county. So I'm looking at Douglas County, Nebraska right now, and they have what is called substantial community transmission of COVID. That is the second highest level, and 40% of the entire population is vaccinated. And you decide then, on your comfort level, do I feel comfortable going to a grocery store without a mask in this setting, in this place? If you're traveling, you can look up every single county that you're going to and say, what is the vaccination rate? So certain parts of San Francisco, for example, have 60% vaccination.
Yeah, well, and they're smarter. They're smarter. Libtards are smarter. That's right. They are.
But I mean, and this will change over time, and people's comfort level will change over time. And then it is your own decision. So certain people are going to say, look, I want to see my grandchildren. They haven't been able to get vaccinated yet. I'm not going to go and eat indoors at the restaurant, but I still want to eat at the restaurant. I'll eat outdoors. It's spring. It's summer. We are able to do this. You can make decisions now based on your comfort level with a lot of information and transparency. You can go and find out what is the transmission, and you can think about what are the other things in my life. Do I have somebody who's dealing with cancer and maybe didn't respond or can't get the vaccine? Is there, you know, a grandchild or something like that who's unable to get vaccinated just yet? So it's not, we want people to be able to get to the yes. We want them to feel safe, and we want that, and but everyone has a different idea of what their threshold is for safe. And some people say, look, I'm okay taking the risk. If I get COVID, I know I'm not going to die from it. And other people say, I don't want to get COVID at all. And in which case, then you eat outside at the restaurant instead of inside. And I think that that is a safe, a fair way to do this. And I
get
think
vaccinated. Just get vaccinated.
Oh, my gosh.
Get
vaccinated. So let's talk about this for a second here. Yes. So,
by the way, Doc, you know damn well there are people that are still not going to do anything. I realize you're the better person here, and you're going to try. You're going to give them details. I've seen you do this on Twitter. I'll send people to you. I say, you can answer this idiot, and you respond without saying idiot to the person. I know you're trying to
do this. It takes a couple of tries.
But I know, but there are people that will not respond at all. They're never going to get the vaccine.
But give us a little
and
insight.
I can't let them rule my life.
Into your attack. On how you approach someone who's hesitant about a vaccine. Have you turned to anybody? Have you changed anybody's mind?
Yes, yes, I absolutely
very,
have.
Very
I
few,
actually,
I
have done it. And I think part of it is it's hard to do in public because people get entrenched into, I think vaccines are 100% safe and I think vaccines are 100% not safe. And then I think the second piece is to realize that everybody is coming to this from a level of fear. If you think about it that way instead of your, like, you're an idiot, but you say, look, there's something that they fear. There's something that is scaring them.
They fear education is what they fear, actually.
Yeah. And
they fear thinking.
That and running out of gas.
But it is, you know, okay, so for example, Tucker Carlson made some I, you know, numbers are so easy to manipulate. And he said something, I don't listen to him, but I had heard about this, that he said over 4,000 people have died from this vaccine.
By the way, Tucker Carlson will not say whether he got vaccinated or not. That means,
I know.
That means he did. That means he did.
Sure
that means
he did.
That's, of course he did. That's
otherwise,
why he did.
He'd be thumping his
so
chest.
He's a horrible human being. And he did get vaccinated, but he has to make his money off the idiots that believe that you shouldn't get vaccinated.
So here are the facts, is that we have given over 250 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. There have been 4,178 reported deaths. None of them have been directly linked to the vaccine. People die. People die every day.
Right.
So that comes out to 0.0017% risk of dying in the time frame within 2 weeks of your COVID vaccine. To put this into perspective, on average, every day before COVID, over 7,000 people died a day in the United States. So you're actually probably less likely to die. Another statistic was, I think the vaccines cause infertility. Actually, over 24 people became pregnant who were in the clinical trials for these vaccines, and they were supposed to be on two forms of birth control during the clinical trials.
Yeah.
So if anything, the vaccine might actually make you more fertile. I think it was somebody reached out to me on Twitter, and I had to go back and listen. So I think it was mentioned that there's concern that there will be an increased flares of autoimmune diseases, and the example that was given was Crohn's disease. So first of all, I am a Crohn's specialist, so I can speak on this. That
and what'd you have? You had something, didn't you, in college?
I have a type of inflammatory bowel disease. I actually don't know.
You have the itty bitty bowel syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I bet she does.
What we have not seen during this pandemic is a flare of any autoimmune diseases at all. So if the COVID itself, if the infection itself is not causing a flare of your autoimmune disease, the vaccine is not either. And quite the opposite, I'm running a multi-center clinical trial, an observational study here in the United States. We've got over 3,000 people enrolled. And we've analyzed the rates of vaccines, what are the vaccine antibody production in patients on immunosuppressant medications with our disease. So this is specifically for people with Crohn's or ulcerative colitis, but these are people who are on prednisone, they are on biologics, they're on immunosuppressant medications. Their vaccination response rates are exactly the same as the general population.
Get your shot.
And there's nobody who's had a flare of their disease. So this is very, very reassuring. I think patients should not be afraid to get vaccinated. The worst thing that can happen is you may not mount a response. But you're
what
not
if you
going
have,
to get
sicker. Push ones when we ask, what if you have syphilis?
You should stay vaccinated. And you have to get penicillin.
No. Apparently it's from a listener, right? A listener.
Thank you.
Air quotes.
All right, they need two things. They need their COVID vaccine and they need an injection of penicillin.
Okay, because that can flare up. All right, got it.
I told you that.
And watch where you're putting that thing.
Wrap it up at least.
Yeah. But I do want to say, you know, that we have all experienced a collective trauma. For some of us, we've lost someone we loved. We've watched too many people die. We feared that we've made somebody sick or perhaps we have had an underlying phobia or fear that's been worsened by separation, by uncertainty, lack of resources. And for some people, an addiction that has worsened. The one thing that's common.
Or stayed the same. A lot of our addictions stayed steady.
Sure, it stayed the same.
I didn't realize how bad it was to begin with.
That might have been it.
It got just exposed how bad it was. I mean, the one thing that everybody has in common is we all have mental health. And so for some people, it is going to be harder to get back to normal.
Yeah.
Despite knowing the science, there is going to be fear. And
I think a lot of people, when it comes to their workplaces, because we didn't work at home the whole time. We stayed here. So our fear really didn't manifest itself here at the station because we were kind of afraid. Because we're still all around each other. But people that haven't gone back to work, I think they're the ones are going to go, whoa, do I want to be back to work?
It's going to be hard. Right, I mean, it's going to be hard. And I think little things that you can do. So if you are nervous about going out, go out with people who have people who are fully vaccinated come to your house.
Right. Start that way.
You know, in small groups, one couple, or if you're going to go to a restaurant, I had a patient, she actually has cancer. She, her mother's elderly, they are fully vaccinated. They've done absolutely everything to the extreme during the pandemic. And she and her mother very, very, very much want to eat at a restaurant, but they're scared to death. And we talked about, I said, look, you're going to go early when it first opens at 11 o'clock when it's not crowded, and they have a back patio. Eat outside.
Okay.
You know, we know outdoor transmission now. We have the science to say that this is exceedingly rare.
Well, apparently it must be exceedingly rare inside if they're letting people go inside now.
Well,
that's CDC, not me.
The inside depends on ventilation.
Well, I don't mean some big packed bar. I get that. I'm talking about just inside restaurant where it's a big restaurant. People are sitting fairly apart from each other. They said yesterday
that
indoors.
The virus, it travels faster, farther than 9 feet. Farther than 6 feet, and these variants transmit far more. So it takes less to get sick, and that is the suspicion of how the Yankees, these seven coaches, all got. They were all fully vaccinated. I think they all had gotten the J&J vaccine. And all of them ended up getting tested COVID positive was they were at an indoor restaurant. This is what I've heard. I can't verify that for sure. And so this is why, you know, unless I would love it if a restaurant said, hey, on Wednesday, only people who can prove they're vaccinated come, because that would be the safest thing. But right now, because 40% of the population is fully vaccinated, odds are good half of the people in the restaurant are not vaccinated. And so you just don't know. And it's a question of how much risk are you willing to take?
Well, no, that's their risk then, Doc. I mean, I heard this from doctors last night and this morning. It's the unvaccinated are taking the risk at that point.
Well, yes, but you can be fully vaccinated and get COVID. You won't die.
I realize that.
But you could get COVID, and we don't know what the long-term ramifications are. And there is a small chance of transmitting, very small, but it exists, to people who are unvaccinated around you. So if you are going to go see somebody who's younger than the age of 12.
Well, that's different. Kids, I get that. I'm talking about grown people, grown adults with making their own decisions that don't want to get vaccinated. That is on them.
That is on them, but you run the risk of also becoming COVID positive as a result. You won't get so sick that you'll die. You won't get hospitalized. You could get COVID. I don't know. You may not even know that you had it. You may be completely asymptomatic from it. But that is a risk we run until we get our immunity levels up a little bit more.
Are we going to reach herd immunity? Because are we going to reach that this summer?
I think that so we have to reach 80% now because of the variants. And I think that what could happen is that we would probably get 60 to 70% fully vaccinated, and the other 10 to 20% will probably have gotten infected, so they will have some natural level of immunity. And over a couple of cycles, these viruses will become less severe. And I think that will be what happens. It will be, but I also think that there will be more pressure and more restrictions on what people can do if they're not vaccinated.
Well, I'm fine with that. I think they should check vaccines for concerts and baseball and football games.
Absolutely. Totally. I mean, I'm all for that.
But they're not going to.
I would love for restaurants to say, hey, Wednesday's fully vaccinated day. Only if you can come and show us your card, you can come and have dinner. Because I would feel comfortable. Right now, in my county, it's exactly the same as Douglas County. It is a substantial community transmission of COVID, and we have about a 40% vaccination rate. I don't feel comfortable eating indoors, but I will eat outdoors. But if a restaurant told me, this day you have to show us proof that you've been fully vaccinated, I didn't. Yeah. I'd eat indoors in a heartbeat.
The bouncer, you know? I agree with you, but the bouncer of that restaurant is going to be busy, man.
I'd rather it's a good idea.
Right.
In public transportation.
Well, it's still the law on public transportation.
Right, to put a mask on. Although if you go on a bus in this town, you'll most likely have the bus to yourself. Because nobody uses public transportation in this town.
Well, we don't have good ones.
And it is important to remember that the CDC is not the final say-so, right? It is, there are state and local and business requirements, and many of them still have mask mandates.
Yeah, well, we live in Nebraska. That's going to go away pretty quickly.
I know. It will not in hospitals, though.
No, hospitals.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Did we say anything else? I think we said a few other stupid things.
Oh, yes. You guys have been on a roll, actually. so I... I
that's
do
saying
want
something.
To
that's good to hear.
That is good to hear.
I want to say that in order to avoid getting a cold when you travel, emergency does not work. There's
okay.
absolutely right. no efficacy whatsoever. A mask does. And so I think that people are going to keep using masks a fair amount, actually. And I kind of like that. I think that this is... I think that for some people, they've gotten used to it. They've enjoyed not getting sick, and I think that it'll continue. But just remember, folks, just like vitamin D didn't help prevent you from getting COVID, vitamin C does not prevent you from getting the common cold. That will happen if you are in there's not a lot of evidence that supplements do much for your immune system.
Is it a bad idea? Because, you know, I always hear that the zinc and vitamin D helps your immune system.
Well, colds are going to come back.
Sure.
That sucks, but they are going to come back. Cold.
Yeah,
people are going to get colds because we're just going to be out and about more, you know?
You know, I do hope that perhaps people will be more willing to get their flu shot this year.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, we always do that. So, yeah, but,
but I mean, even more people, because traditionally it's 30 to 40% of the adult population gets their flu shot.
Oh, that's right. That's right. There are a lot of people who go, I never got one. When I got one, I got sick as hell. You're an idiot.
Exactly. I'm hoping that this sort of drives home the importance of vaccines.
What else did we say? We said some stupid stuff there? Another stupid stuff?
Well, I really do want to just end with saying, look.
This is drugs. But this is drugs.
Among the many things you complain about, please do not complain about me being too fire concerned where you guys are involved, okay?
But because you are.
Let me
really
explain
are.
Something. Yeah, no. Let me explain something for the listeners.
Fire Marshal Mina here. Go ahead.
Yeah. Imagine a small conference room with one door.
That's us.
And imagine that said fire is happening in the corner of the table closest to the door.
Yeah.
And imagine that that just happens to be the part of the room where Craig sits with his glorious mess of papers.
Yes, he does.
And imagine this fire does actually occur. The person closest to the door is actually Craig. And I wish I could give a visual to folks about exactly how slow Craig moves. Okay? It's like watching someone walking in slow motion, but in real time, if that makes any sense at all.
Sloth telling him to slow down.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you've got Mike and Todd who'd be trapped in the corner. And I want to remind folks that one of those two is the guy who thought about bringing an oxygen tank into the studio as well.
Well, I didn't fight Todd on that. I would have let him do it too, you know.
There is no too high of fire concern where you guys are.
Well, we are moving into this summer. We're moving into a new studio. So when you come back in the fall, I'm sure you'll be back sometime in the fall in studio. You'll see our new studio and you'll tell us what we got to do there. Okay.
Yeah. And Craig will.
I just want to say it was really nice to find the one thing that Nick will not get high from, which is rotting meat. That was a.
Yeah, you got to draw the line
He's
somewhere.
He's got standards. Yeah. Thank you, Doc.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Got a hard break. Be back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.